Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on spiritual, metaphysical, paranormal, and healing topics. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona. They have offices in Sedona, Arizona, where they see clients from all over the world. And now, today's show.
Are you ready to release the wounded healer story that has held you back and step into your true power as a healer that has not only witnessed suffering, but has transmuted the experience into deep wisdom, compassion, and an unwavering commitment to your own healing and growth? You're listening to or watching the Sedona Soul Sisters Show, where we share psychic guidance and healing for embodied spiritual awakening. I'm Christelle Arcucci, and I'm on a mission to support spiritual practitioners to access your intuition, unlock your psychic gifts, and live your purpose. A big thank you to our listeners all over the world, and a special shout out and a blast of love to our listeners in Orlando, Florida. You can schedule sessions in Sedona or virtual psychic readings, angel sessions, starseed readings, Akashic recodes, soul contract work, Reiki, life coaching, and more at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Each breath you take aligned with love repairs the healing web on planet Earth. The transformation from the wounded healer to the empowered healer. I want to start this episode by clarifying that I believe that each one of us is a healer. Whether you are in a healing or helping profession or not, each one of us has the power to create and support love and life. And we also have the power to diminish or destroy life. So when I am speaking to the healer within you, I am speaking to the part of you that cares about your own well-being. You care about your community and you care about the greater good of humanity, the planet, of the animal, mineral, plant kingdoms on Earth. That's an important place to start so that as we keep going, you can, if you don't like the word healer or don't resonate with it, you could substitute that word for wounded one. The work that I'm focused on doing here is working with inner archetypes in our own experience to create a more empowered life, to work on the core wounds that were created often in our childhood and reinforced throughout our life, and to release or transform those core wounds into a more empowered state of living now. And for those of you who are working in the healing profession, I've been doing professional healing work for 33 years this year, and I've connected with tens of thousands of practitioners all over the world, and every single one has some kind of story about why they got training in whatever modality they chose. And often it's because of an illness, an accident, an injury, or a healing crisis, or something that they found a modality that created massive transformation in their own life, and they decided they wanted to support other people in doing the same. And in looking at moving from the wounded one into the empowered one is letting go of dysfunctional patterns of relating to power and the wounded inner aspects. An essential part of this work is inner child healing, because so many of our core wounds were created and wired into our brains from 0 to 6, or I would say even before you were born, from the point of conception until 6 or 7 years old. And I also believe it's never too late for a happy childhood. So the focus of this work is working with the inner archetypes of the inner child, the inner feminine, and the inner masculine. And each one of us holds these different essences or aspects of ourself, no matter what your gender. They are essential energy, which, because masculine and feminine in English are most often related to male and female, it's important that we expand masculine and feminine essence to include the energetic signatures and to celebrate how the essence, the energy, is different distinct and equally important to find our own inner balance and expression of these essence. So in working with these three archetypes, the inner child, the inner feminine, the inner masculine, on either side of this core of the three archetypes, on one side is the wounded child, the wounded feminine, the wounded masculine. And on the other side is the wise child, the wise feminine, the wise masculine. And a really important part of this is doing the inner child work and reparenting yourself. I joked a little bit about saying it's never too late for a happy childhood. From my experience, learning to recognize the dysfunctional power dynamics and habits that we created in childhood, learning to reset them and come into an empowered relationship with these different inner aspects is life-changing. And so often, the healer archetype in our culture is often the dysfunctional expression of that is the caretaker that compromises their self, or the martyr mother is a key part of the caretaker that is self-sacrificing. While there are elements of sacrifice that come in parenting or being in intimate relationship or partnership, what I'm talking about in self-sacrificing this way is a dysfunctional pattern that there seems no escape and it's ongoing and chronic. I've mentioned the trauma triangle in several episodes, and I call it VPR for short, victim, perpetrator, rescuer. And this plays into this inner child healing work of recognizing the inner dynamics of VPR and learning about the ways we play out those patterns with ourselves. This information and this self-discovery process will benefit all of your relationships. Yet I find it easiest to work on this on our own first, to come into a secure relationship with ourselves, to move from the wounded child, the wounded feminine, the wounded masculine into a place of neutral and ideally moving towards the wise side, where you can experience the embodied wisdom of the wise child, which there is an element of wildness, curiosity, belief in potential, play, a sense of adventure, with the feminine aspect, which is the lunar qualities of intuition, magic, being deeply connected to nurturing practices of growing food, feeding ourselves and each other. Touch. And these qualities are part of our healthy feminine essence. The masculine is more the active solar qualities that protects and provides for ourselves and our families, works with logic and systems. And so finding the healthy balance of these three archetypes within ourselves, the wise aspects of them, and noticing the ways the wounded aspects of all three of these can throw things out of balance in our relationship with ourselves and our relationship with others. A powerful place to start working with this practice is looking at your current life when I mention these four core wounds, and look at it as information. It is not an opportunity to beat yourself up or be hard on yourself, which self-attack is one of the core wounds. So if you know that's one of them, that's a big deal for you. It's important to note it and also to continue to show up with an open heart in doing this healing work. So the four core wounds to start with are self-neglect, self-attack, self-rejection, and self-abandonment. Often those go back to our childhood. Yet I find that often when people are doing inner child healing work, they keep anchoring themselves in the past. It pulls you out of the present moment, the point of now, where you are creating the present and creating the future. I recommend, especially in doing this on your own, if you're inspired by this podcast, is to start with the present moment of now and looking at your life, because going down the rabbit hole of childhood trauma without support can be a very slippery slope, a downward spiral. And of course, we offer support at the center. If you would like to work with us, we offer that. Or if you have a trusted therapist or healer to work with, I recommend that you stay focused on working on your present life as you start this work, so that it doesn't just become a stacking trauma on top of trauma and just pulling all the skeletons out of the closet and creating chaos in your current life. Back to working with these four core wounds: self-neglect, self-attack, rejection, and abandonment. And listening to those words, notice how they land in your body. As I tune in to where they are for me, the one that feels the most charged is self-rejection. And that is because there are certain inner archetypes for me that I'm still working on integrating. Whereas the other three, I've done enormous amount of work with, and I feel like I'm in a better and more solid place around them. But also something to note for me, when I go into a stress cycle, when I'm very stressed, one of the first signals that I need to stop and reconnect and reincorporate my healing practices is an aspect of self-neglect, that I stop eating regular meals. I will still eat relatively healthy snacks, but I just get kind of bored with food. I'm like, I ate yesterday. Doesn't that count for something? And so then I will notice, I didn't eat a meal today. Not so good. Or I haven't eaten a meal in a few days. And for me, I'm not starving myself. It's just I am not nourishing myself with the foods that I know support me. That's a red flag. And for me, in general, two meals a day is good with healthy snacks. But if I only have one, or I notice a day has gone by and I'm like, that apple with almond butter this morning doesn't quite cut it, then it's time for me to stop. And so the self-neglect for me is a trigger to know that I'm in a stress cycle, to reset, to reevaluate, to get connected back in. These four core wounds, self-attack is most often a mental and emotional, it's a negative self-talk. And there are people, of course, that physically harm themselves, but I find for most people, it is the negative self-talk or the judgment that is the self-attack part. It's just saying incredibly mean things to yourself, not being on your own team. An important part about the distinction between neglect, rejection, and abandonment, as I spoke about with my own relationship with food being something for me to really pay attention to when I'm stressed, is a self-neglect issue, right? Because I am still going on with my life, but there's a way in which I'm so stressed that I'm neglecting my own needs. And most often it happens unconsciously. And then I realize it and I get back on track. Whereas rejection, as I mentioned, that is the one for me that holds the most charge right now, is embracing the parts of me, is being willing to be with the parts of me that I would rather not exist, and I would rather that nobody else knows about. So that is a way of rejecting inner aspects of myself, inner qualities, and knowing the difference. Whereas self-abandonment can be overgiving. It can be going out of my way to take care of other people and completely abandoning my own needs or my own truth. If you go through all of the three archetypes with these four core wounds, you're going to get an incredible amount of information that will help you in doing this healing work. I definitely recommend you do this work when you are at minimum in a neutral place emotionally and mentally, or even like feeling good and confident in your life, that you can go towards this work with an open mind, with a curiosity, with a sense of truly adventure to discover more of your potential. Whereas if you're feeling down or if you're feeling depressed, going into doing this healing work can just be an incredible downward spiral in looking at all of this and it amplifying the challenges. If you work with the three archetypes, the child, the feminine essence, the masculine essence, and you look at the four core wounds with each of them and doing this in your own way. When I do this work with clients, it's very individual. Trust your process of discovering what neglect looks like for you. When you neglect the inner child is the best place to start for most adults, especially if you are a parent and you're working and running a household, because it's very easy to neglect your own inner child because there's so much to do that you're like, I don't have time to do whatever it is. Although to me, the invitation of having children is to allow your inner child to be expressed in play and curiosity with them. I find that people can often be really good at activating the inner child archetype when the children are really young. But as they grow up and there's more responsibilities and more things to go to and the house to take care of and the laundry to be done, that it can go into one of the wounded adult archetypes. So if you have children, I encourage you to start bringing your own inner child into engaging with your children and activating your embodied expression of curiosity, play, adventure, excitement, imagination. Also in cultivating the feminine essence in working with your children, because children are so much more connected to source energy, especially when they're very young. And so you can play games of intuition games or supporting them in tapping into their own embodied wisdom or their connection to source, that it can be deeply healing if you have your own children or children in your life in healing the inner child archetype. In looking at the feminine essence and the ways to work on healing that archetype for everyone, no matter what your gender is your sensual experience of being in a human body. How often are you really eating when you're eating? Or are you eating in between meetings while you're on a Zoom? Or are you looking at your phone while you're eating and you're not really paying attention to the food? I talk about these practices of self-care, of self-love, of sensual enjoyment as foundational practices to help us connect to our being. Because the feminine essence is really the being quality, the lunar quality of each one of us. So using those practices as a foundational place to move out of the wounded feminine into a wise expression of feminine that is enjoying life. Even when life is stressful, it's like sitting and enjoying the food that's in front of you, or having a moment where you make eye contact with a loved one, or you hold hands, or you hug, or there's so many moments that are missed because we are in the wounded feminine aspect and we don't take time for the sensual experience. I don't have time for that. I have to be productive. I have to get things done. And so moving from the wounding to the wisdom will help incredibly there. In working with the masculine essence, there is great power in the structure that you are holding for yourself and your life. And to me, the foundational aspect of healthy masculine is keeping your word, especially to yourself in this conversation, which is often the most compromised, especially for mothers and women, because we have been conditioned to take care of everyone else's needs before our own, but it also happens for men as well. Keeping your word to yourself, meaning I'm going to take time to go for a walk in nature today. I am going to do my meditation practice. I'm going to make a healthy lunch for myself tonight before I go to bed. I'm going to take time for a bath. And not doing it, breaking our word to ourselves, continues to keep us entrenched in wounded masculine. And yes, wounded masculine and wounded feminine often relate to the mother and father wound. Each one of us has that, no matter what situation we are raised in. If you never met your mother and father, there still are going to be those wounds. And this work that we're doing here is totally independent. You are becoming the healthy, loving parents for yourself, for your inner child. As I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, it's so important to approach this work as information and to keep yourself anchored in the present moment as much as possible, because it can be easy to dive into the trauma of the past and get stuck there, which is not the point. A key practice that I want to offer you to work with as you're going through these three archetypes, wounded on one side, wise on the other. So in some ways, there's six archetypes that you're working with, aiming to come into healthy inner child, healthy feminine, healthy masculine. And you're working with the four core wounds. The most basic practice that I want to share with you that will help you begin to explore this work, and really the most important part of this work, is bringing your full self into the present moment and working to create the empowered or healthy versions of all three of these archetypes. While there can be great benefit in going into the past, doing a soul retrieval process, as you are doing this on your own, the best thing to do is to keep yourself anchored in the moment and to recognize mental emotional hijack patterns. Meaning, there have been ways that the wounded side of all three of these archetypes have gotten used to being able to hijack all of your energy and attention and to drag you back into the past in whatever experience of feeling powerless, hopeless, helpless, lost, any number of undesirable things. So part of what we want to begin to recognize is learning your own landscape of those triggers and to keep anchoring yourself in the moment to validate the feeling. Let's work with a couple of examples of a past childhood trauma and how it may be showing up in the present. For example, let's say in childhood, one parent neglected your emotions. The other parent rejected your emotions, was just like, no, I'm not having it. I'm not having any of your emotions. And the other one just neglected your emotions, couldn't be bothered. So then you are in a current pattern of not being able to tend to your own emotional needs. So then when you have an emotional experience, the emotional part of you acts out as the wounded child and hijacks all of your energy and attention and recreates that pattern most often with yourself and to the people closest to you. One side of you neglecting your emotions, the other side of you rejecting them. One way to pull all of your energy and attention into the present moment is to pause when you see the pattern playing out. You can stop and say to yourself, it appears that you're having an intense emotional experience. You acknowledge the emotional experience, which is totally transforming the rejection piece in a moment. And then the inner child will often be like, yeah, I'm feeling emotional. And then to say, do you want to tell me about what you need right now? So then it short circuits both the self-rejection of your own emotions as well as the neglect to say, what do you need right now? at first, it's not going to go perfectly and it's not going to be super clean most often, unless you've done a significant amount of inner child healing already, where you have worked with these inner aspects and you can just have a conversation, which working with the inner child in many ways is very similar to working with a traumatized child. The more that you do it when you are working with the wise inner child, and the wise inner child knows that you're going to be there for it and that you delight and take pleasure in its qualities of curiosity, imagination, play, then things totally transform. The wounded aspects within me don't hijack me the way that they used to, because I've done so much work about anchoring myself in the present moment to acknowledge what I need, to recognize if I'm neglecting myself, if I am being mean to myself with my words or being mean emotionally to myself, I'm not rejecting myself, I'm not abandoning my needs or my own self, that when I get out of balance, it's much easier to come back into balance. But the way to keep yourself anchored in the present moment and to not just go dig up all the archives of your childhood trauma is to recognize the way the inner child and the inner parent, the inner mother, the inner father, the inner masculine, the inner feminine are playing into each other and working with the VPR and seeing how it plays out. Because in general, each role can only be on one place. So often the inner child will be the victim, and then it will be like emotionally going to the mother to look for emotional comfort because the father, the inner masculine, is rejecting, because it's like, I gotta just get things done. It's logical, which in general, boys and men in our culture are not conditioned to be emotional. And so that is a common dynamic that plays out. Yet in working with the three core archetypes and the four core wounds, as you're working with them, you can also pay attention to the wounded feminine, the wounded masculine, and how those get hijacked into feeling victimized. And feeling victimized, and it can be by the culture, right? Because the dysfunctional culture that we live in is a big part of why all of us have stuff to work on, because the reality of being human is challenging. I hope the information that I have shared in this episode has been helpful. I have shared a lot of information. I encourage you to use it in a way that best supports you to be in your present moment experience, to work with your inner archetypes. And if the ones that I've offered don't resonate, going from wounded to wise, pick at least two inner archetypes that you want to work with and recognize the wounding, like the wounded child and the wounded parent. You can just work with two if you don't resonate in doing masculine and feminine energetic work, that it can just be the wounded child and the wounded parent. So make this work for you. It is incredibly valuable information to learn your own inner terrain and recognize the inner habits, patterns that get set up in our own minds, and learn to create new neural pathways or new ways of operating and relating to ourselves so that we can be the empowered healer, which is the one that has transmuted incredible wounding and challenges and hardship and breakdown into wisdom. Going from wounded to wise is about being in the embodiment of where you are now, having been through whatever experiences you've been through in your past, but you are powerfully in the present. Receive the most amount of wisdom possible from the challenges that you have been through. That is the true journey from wounded to wise, is being able to recognize the hard things that have happened in the past, but not to automatically get pulled into those old patterns, but to be in the present moment and creating the present and the future that you most desire. Thank you for being a part of our community. I am honored to support your embodied spiritual awakening. And I've mentioned in the last few episodes about working with me on a private rites of passage series, which is focused on working on these core wounds and activating and clearing the 7 main energy centers in the body to bring as much power into your present moment life received from all of the life experience you've had now, so that you are creating your life by design and not by the default of the challenges that you have faced. If you are interested in exploring working with me in this way, visit SedonaSoulSisters.com/soul. Leave a review and follow on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, breathe gently, listen to your guidance, and create miracles.
Thank you for listening to the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about the Sedona Soul Sisters and their services, visit their website at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our show here so you don't miss a thing. All of us at Sedona Soul Sisters hope you have an enlightening week.